So there's a lot of intrigue surrounding the negotiations between Avram and Ephron and Bnei Ches. And Ephron is one of these tangential, peripheral personalities in Sefer Bereishis. We don't really know what to make of him. Is he a righteous figure? Is he a calculating and deceitful figure? He stands alongside of Lod and Noach, maybe Lavan, although Lavan's true colors come shining out, so according to Chazal. These secondary figures, Avimelech certainly, Aner Eshkol and Mamre, on the margins. They're not the main characters, they're not the evil villains. But Chazal do detect an interesting trait or characteristic of Ephron. There's a lot of talking going on, a lot of negotiations, a lot of promises, a lot of embraces, and not a lot gets done. I talked about it earlier this morning that the communication is really off between Avram and Bnei Ches, and Ephron wants to give him land, and he starts by saying lo, and Ephron says, don't say lo when you want to give me land, lo adon ishmaeni. He tries to convert it into the word lo, please give me land. That is more ideological, about the unwillingness to surrender parts of Eretz Yisrael. But part of what Chazal is detecting is the discrepancy between the talk and the action, between, as we would say, the presentation and the actual content. And Chazal linked this to the Mishnah, Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe, as opposed to Ephron, who was Emor Harbe Vasei Ma'at. And we would call it, in today's world, exaggeration, where there's a discrepancy between the facts and the reality, not just in forward terms of what you promise and what you actually execute, but just in descriptive terms, how you describe your life. And I feel that there are certain parts of our society that are bloating, are swelling our tendencies towards exaggeration. I'm not sure what they are. I think part of it has to do with social media and the desire to create interest and to attract, and everything's very loud and outsized and has to be charismatic and has to grab people's attention. So the word exaggerated doesn't just mean bloated information or bloated promises. Exaggerated has come to mean outsized, larger than life. He's an exaggerated personality. He's an exaggerated demeanor. We just have to catch ourselves, even if sometimes we need to employ exaggeration. I'm a teacher, and I know that when I speak to younger kids, it's not the way I speak to older adults. It's almost as if it's two totally different professions. The manner of speaking, the amount of content, the speed, whether it's colorful, whether it's more content-driven. But even if we sometimes employ the tools of exaggeration, we can't become them. We have to be careful that in our normal conversation, we don't live lives of exaggeration, and we try to shrink the gap between reality and presentation, between promises and execution. And Ephron, there's a lot of exaggeration. And I'm not sure how that fits who Ephron was and his confrontation with Avram, but it's only something to think about. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom to everyone.